So, you have a King Kong movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So it's gonna start off with an American World War II pilot landing on Skull Island and facing off with a Japanese pilot.
Okay.
And then as they're fighting to the death, a giant ape shows up.
Oh, is it King Kong? I bet it is.
It is. So then the two pilots are gonna band together and become best friends and learn to survive on this island that's full of giant monsters.
Wow, that sounds like a great movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure it would be, but we're only gonna see that first part I mentioned.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, all that other stuff is just gonna be mentioned in passing later.
Oh, I'd kinda like to see that, though.
Too bad.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, tell me about this big monkey.
Well, you know how King Kong would usually climb buildings?
Of course.
Well, now he's gonna be the size of a building.
Oh, very big monkey.
Yeah.
It's just too bad that I guess we'll never get to see the iconic King Kong climbing a skyscraper thing if he's the size of one.
Yeah, well, it's a necessary sacrifice, because he has to be big enough to fight Godzilla in a couple years, remember?
Oh, true. We're making this into a cinematic universe.
We sure are, sir. Praise Marvel.
Praise Marvel to you as well, my child.
Oh, hey, maybe we could get some Marvel actors to play in this thing.
I'll get at least three.
Incredible. Stan Lee be with you.
And also with you.
So anyway, then we jump forward to 1973 at the end of the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And a bunch of characters are gonna fly on one last mission to go check out Skull Island.
So who are these characters?
Well, there's this one character, Mason Weaver.
Oh, and what's her deal?
Her deal is that she's an anti-war photographer.
Okay.
And that is all.
But what's her character arc?
What character arc?
Yeah.
Pass. I don't know what that term means.
Fair enough.
Anyway, there's this other character, James Conrad.
And what's his deal?
He's a British guy who gets hired as a tracker because he's good at everything.
Okay.
And that's pretty much his entire character and his entire story.
And these are the two main characters?
Yeah, maybe. It's not entirely clear.
I have to say, I feel like there should be a little bit more to them.
Did I mention they'll both be attractive and wear tight shirts?
There it is. That'll do it.
Great.
So what happens in the movie?
Oh, well, this organization, Monarch, goes to recruit James because they want him for this mission to Skull Island, right?
Right.
And they offer him some money, but he's like, whoa, I'm gonna need five times that. This is dangerous.
That sounds fair.
And he says, if we make it back alive, I get a bonus.
He's negotiating for more money if he doesn't die?
Yeah, it's gonna be this badass way of saying how dangerous this is gonna be.
So he's like, I will go die if you pay me five times what you just offered me, and I'd like a little more if I don't die?
That's right.
Why would he need five times the amount if he dies?
Listen, it's just a very cool line. Let's not focus on whether or not it makes sense.
It doesn't.
Oh. Oh, definitely get off my back about this. I do not like having you on there.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, a bunch of soldiers are gonna go on the mission too.
And what's their deal?
They're all soldiers.
Right, I should have figured that one out.
Oh, and one of them has a son named Billy.
Oh, wow, that's something.
Yeah, and at the start of the movie, he's writing a letter to his son that starts with, Dear Billy, right?
Right.
So throughout the movie, the soldiers are gonna be saying things like, Dear Billy, we're in trouble.
They're gonna do that more than once?
Over and over and over again.
That doesn't sound like it's gonna land.
Oh, yeah, no, it won't.
Oh.
Anyway, so all these many, many characters fly by helicopter to Skull Island, right?
Right.
And when they get there, they drop these bombs, because that's gonna help them make maps somehow.
Oh, cartography bombs are tight.
Yeah, but instantly that makes Kong upset, so he starts attacking helicopters.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he throws a tree at one of them, and they're gonna be like, whoa, that's a big monkey.
So they fly away?
No, they fly right at him.
What?
Yeah, they're gonna try to shoot him at very close range.
Why would they do that, though?
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Well, that will be fun to watch.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Yep, very cool.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Another one, okay.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
That should be enough.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Please stop.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Oh, please stop.
And then Kong makes a helicopter crash.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay, sorry.
So Kong smashes all these helicopters. Does that mean everybody died?
No, many, many people survive.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and so for the rest of the movie, all these people have to make it to an extraction point without dying.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so they'll walk and talk and then see a big monster.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they'll walk and they'll talk and they'll see another big monster.
Wow, wow, wow.
And so, yeah, we'll pretty much keep going that way till the end of the movie.
It doesn't sound like there's much going on story-wise.
Not really, no. But there is this guy, Packard, that's like obsessed with killing Kong.
How come?
Well, first of all, kind of because Vietnam, vaguely.
Okay.
And also, he wants revenge because Kong killed a bunch of his men.
After they flew their helicopters directly into his fists?
That's right.
Well, okay then.
And so, yeah, they're all just gonna kind of run around the island, and sometimes one of them will get picked off and the other characters will barely react to it.
Wow.
Oh, and towards the end of the movie, one of the soldiers is gonna sacrifice himself.
Oh, are we gonna do anything script-wise to justify his sacrifice?
No, it's just something he does out of nowhere for no reason.
Huh.
Also, it doesn't work at all.
Well, at least it's gonna be a fun 10 seconds.
Yeah, it will be for sure.
And how does the movie end?
Well, Kong fights a big lizard and he wins.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and so then that's it.
That's the end?
Yeah, the humans get to leave. It's over.
Okay.
Something wrong?
Well, it just sounds like it's gonna be difficult to tie the events of this movie to that Godzilla movie.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna have a post-credit scene.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, and this guy's gonna be like, I'm here to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
What?
Oh, sorry, the Monarch Initiative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they track monsters, and Godzilla is also a monster, so there's your connection right there.
Very cool, but could be stronger.
We can hear a big old Godzilla roar after that if you want.
That is perfect.
So what do you think overall?
Well, I mean, Jurassic World had a bunch of monsters on an island and it made $1.5 billion, so I'm pretty excited about this.
Great.
Now that I think about it, actually, we should probably make this a lot more like Jurassic World.
Well, I can certainly make a few changes.
Yeah, that's true. Or I could toss you aside and go straight to the source.
What?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.